here and see. I'm having trouble. All right. Guess what I did yesterday? You want to guess?
You fishing.
No, I didn't fish. Is that what that is, a fishing thing?
A crawdad.
A crawdad, okay, good. What did I do yesterday, Nala? You did? All right, here's what I did, I got to tell you. It's the coolest thing. I celebrated my grandson's second birthday. And I mean, it was a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, we had a train that went in circles that you could ride on. We had a coloring station. We had a jump house. I mean, it was really a cool deal. Everything was trains. The cake was trains. Everybody got a train hat, a train whistle. It was all about trains. And so we celebrated his birthday. But let me ask you a question. Why do we celebrate birthdays? You've all had birthday parties. Why do we do it? Yes, sir.
To celebrate God's birthday.
Celebrates God's birthday? That's close. Good. Going the right way. Asher, why do we celebrate birthdays?
To remember God.
To remember God? Good. Close. But no, it's not. Y'all are too spiritual for me. Why do we celebrate birthdays? How many of you don't have any idea? Asher said he doesn't have any. Okay, here, let me tell you. I want everybody to get this right. When we celebrate birthdays, we celebrate you. We celebrate the wonderful day that you came to change our lives. And everybody gets together, and when we sing happy birthday, we're saying, Lord, thank you for another year of this person. And it's a cool deal, but here's even a better birthday to celebrate. Your spiritual birthday. And in John chapter 3, one of the things you'll find is the story. Jesus is talking to the man, and he says, look up here. Zach, look up here. He said, you must be born again. And the guy said, I can't be born again. How is that possible? And then he says, what's the kingdom? It's when we believe in Jesus Christ that he died for our sins. When we believe in him, it's when the Bible says we're born again. And what happens is, on the inside, you're born again spiritually. A new person lives within you. Both Caden and Georgia made that decision at camp. And it's the moment that they believed in Jesus and asked him to forgive them of their sins, guess what? At that moment, they were forgiven. So, your physical birthday is important, but your spiritual birthday is really important, okay? I hope someday to get to baptize some of you guys when you're old enough to understand, okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. I thank you so much for them. I pray that they enjoy their birthdays when they come around, but I pray most of all they would enjoy their spiritual birth. Just ask forward to that in Jesus' name.